G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
The Minister of Mines and Energy of Brazil, Alexandre Silveira, attended the Energy Transitions Working Group opening meeting. Afterwards, he held a press conference and spoke about Brazil's potential in the era of renewable energies and access to financing the energy transition. According to the minister, there is a great deal of discussion about which technological paths each country is going to strengthen for a change in the energy matrix, and he argues that while respecting the sovereignty of each nation, all should be considered while respecting the natural potential of each region.
For example, para que os biocombustíveis são muitas vezes...
He says, for example, biofuels are often rejected by some countries, especially in Europe. However, they need to be recognized as an important source of decarbonization. I can't ignore the reality of countries that have an average rate of human development index dozens of times better than developing countries that are unwilling to sit down and discuss the real energy transition. This is our great challenge. The minister also stressed the importance of cooperation between all countries, since carbon has no borders. In addition to arguing that there's no way to launch the energy transition without recognizing that the $4.5 trillion established in the COP Dubai for the production of clean and renewable energy by 2030 will only happen if industrialized countries begin to comply with the Copenhagen Accord. The accord established $100 billion a year in the clean energy investments from 2020 onwards. This is Ana Paula Freire reporting from the G20 newsroom in Brasília.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.